This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
And Stephen Legg, welcome to Access All Areas this evening, this balmy evening.
It's a steamy, hot, sizzling night and show.
Yes, and show, definitely. How are you, babes?
I am very, very hot.
You couldn't come last week, you were at the ITV party.
I was at the ITV party, yes, I was, and it was the debut of my new show, Our Shirley Valentine's Summer.
Fabulous.
And I hope you all watched it, ITV 9 o'clock tonight.
Were you pleased with the reception? I have to say, I rather enjoyed it.
Do you know what? It was incredible. And I had so many women saying, thank you for saying I have got a bit of life left in me. Aww. And there's hope. I had a divorce. It's a real good feel show. But it does get quite feisty and fun. You're going to have to watch tonight.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a couple of... There's how many? Like 4 or 5 episodes, something like that?
Yeah, it's good. They're an hour long. But it's quite addictive viewing.
Yeah, I would say so.
And whether you love her or not, our Nancy is very entertaining.
I think both you and Nancy bring your own separate forms of entertainment. You and that giant cock, for instance.
well, I was scared of the big cock. And I was rather taken by a Greek guy called Yanis, who you saw last week.
Gorgeous.
If you haven't watched it, you know.
ITV player.
ITV player, very quickly, because it starts at 9. See the second bit. But yeah, and we've got, oops, there he is.
There he is.
And we have lovely Melinda Messenger, yeah. Sean Lloyd.
Aggie McKenzie.
Oh, we love a bit of Aggie. There's loads of us. All having fun.
You must be very pleased with the reception, because I have to say, everyone seemed to be very into it.
Yeah, everyone seems into
it. And there were some that took the mick.
Of course. And I take the good with the bad. And I absolutely, I mean, Ali Ross was very funny in his review of The Sun. You've got to take the good with the, you know, people are going to take the mick.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the Love Island for the over 40s. I mean, look, we are all of a certain age, but we're having fun and we're out of our comfort zones. Tonight's show, I've heard, is very, very funny.
Well, I can't wait to see it. What time's it on?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock ITV.
ITV One, not ITV Two. Forget about the other Love
not
Island.
Not ITVB.
This one is far better. For
the genuine article. Now, this isn't the only time you've been on TV this week. You also bared your bum on This Morning.
I did.
Why did you do that, Lizzie?
Oh, don't make a thong and dance about it.
No, good
the
one.
Thong harp, boom, boom, sing my thong. Okay, now listen, it was a thong debate.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually said, I know what, would you wear a thong? And I thought, what? Seriously? I thought, oh, come on then. Let's just do it.
Oh, go on then.
Go on then.
Bear that bottom. So you were actually wearing like a slightly see-through
okay,
kaftan.
Though, wasn't it?
Yeah. You just saw a little outline.
A little outline of a very pert bottom,
very pert little bottom.
Thank you. And yeah, it was a fun debate, really. But I mean, I'm getting sick and tired of being told what to wear.
Well, and this is something that's ongoing in your life generally, isn't it?
It is, back and forth. So you have to watch Lorraine because I'm on that tomorrow where they're giving me a makeover.
Well, yes, I've heard, so and I can slightly see.
Well, it's being filmed tomorrow.
Got it.
So you will see what I look like. So tune in very early at 8:30. But it's quite. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. Can't
I don't
wait.
Whether to put my clothes on or take them off these days.
Well, basically, it's one or the other in these temperatures. I have to say,
it's racing hot. This is hotter.
I
than
slept
Naxos.
Naked. I slept naked for the first time last night, probably in my whole life.
That's very unnecessary info. Yeah, but you're so hairy, it's like having a coat on anyway.
Well, this is apparently so, but I mean, I've only ever been hairy, so I don't know.
But look, I was hot in Greece. It was so, so hot. Nothing like this today. I came out today from ITV and I was like, I can't breathe. I'm so hot. I thought, I don't want to complain.
No, because before you know it, it'll be September and we'll be...
Jumpers.
Cheating with rain, hail, snow. Wind, snow.
It's weird weather, though. This is weird weather.
Yeah, this is global warming in action, isn't it?
That's Kelly Osbourne today. And
she was on Loose Women.
Yeah, she's on Loose Women. Lovely old friend, actually. And she said that her family were actually putting ice cubes in the swimming pool. Loads and loads of ice cubes.
That is the definition of excess.
It is.
And can't you just put them in your bath, Kelly?
No, they're in the swimming pool, keeping it cool, man. Well, it is hot.
Well,
it is hotter than Barbados.
Well, speaking about hotter than Barbados, we have some great guests coming up this evening, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We're blessed with great guests. Blessed with time.
Not blessed, as I like that saying.
Thank you.
We have the very gorgeous Jackie Ryland, who we actually walked past outside, and I was like, is that... We just missed her.
Is that...
So, gorgeous glamour model. She's been part of Body Freaks on Channel 5. She is a former dominatrix. I mean, there's plenty to talk about.
Oh, and she's been...
Jackie.
She was Peter Wicks, the pirate. Pete the Pirate's
ex-girlfriend. Which is funny because we had his current girlfriend on the show.
Last week.
And I'm going to the launch of his clothing line on Tuesday.
Oh, are you now? Thanks for the invite.
The Ace Hotel.
Ooh.
You should come, babes.
I will. Tuesday.
Ace Hotel.
Shelby's inviting me.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, I'll come with you. We'll go together. Why don't we go together?
All right, we can go together.
Okay.
Fab.
Just made a date. On live. Don't tell Yanis.
I'd rather go with Yanis. Is that rude?
God, let me tell you, I would too. Hot to trot. He looked like...
Certainly was.
The thing that made me laugh, I said he looked like a wild wolf. What else is a wolf? I said he had wild
a tame
wolf.
A nice
I've
tame
never
wolf.
Met a tame wolf.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
but you say
sorry.
These things like, you know,
I know
on TV, isn't it? And then speaking of gorgeous men, we also have Kieran, who is on the latest series of Love Island. Everyone's talking about it. You're a big fan, aren't you?
I am loving Love Island. I want to ask him. I've got a very important question for him.
Okay.
Because I am getting sick of tired of people saying it's making the younger generation want plastic surgery. I don't agree, but I'm curious what he thinks.
Well, it's interesting you say that because you were criticising my Botox earlier.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. Eyebrows have got a different postcode, my love. But anyway, don't worry, I'll sort it out for you.
Mum, you're going to see it this weekend.
Okay, sorry, Mum. I did tell him not to do it. He didn't need it. He's got gorgeous skin. Oh,
well, I've had it, so that's anyway. That. Done.
Nothing to do with moi.
Shall we play a little song?
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song that I've been really obsessed with the last couple of...
It's all about you.
It is all about me because I'm in control, Lizzie. So we're going to play a bit of Madonna, Beautiful Stranger. Bit of a classic from 99, and then I think we'll probably get our first guest in.
Fabulous.
Yeah, bit of Jackie.
Taste for danger.
Have you ever seen Madonna live?
Twice.
Oh, snap.
She was crap both times.
No, oh my God, mine was brilliant.
Really? You're luckier than I was.
Who's that gold tour?
Oh, okay. I went to see the MDNA tour and the Hard Candy tour, so...
Oh, right. Yeah, that was not the best era.
Not the best. Who's that girl? Was pretty legendary, right?
You were just probably bored.
I was about six.
So was I.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Anyway,
we could talk about Madonna for ages, but...
The studio's getting hotter by the minute.
Feeling hot. We have the very gorgeous Jackie Ryland in. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very hot. Sweaty hot.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Jackie,
at least you've got the air conditioning right behind you, so that's better.
Now, listen to our listeners. Tell us all about yourself. Because you were in Body Freaks, Channel 5?
I was in Body Freaks. Seems like a long, long time ago now, but I did. I did a Channel 5 show where I admitted to the world that I injected growth hormone. And everyone kind of went, oh!
Well, that's fairly shocking, right? I can understand why people might be shocked.
Number three,
can
injects
I ask
growth hormone.
Why and how did that come about and what would it have done for you?
I don't do it anymore and I haven't done it. And I get millions of girls message me every single day asking, where can I buy growth hormone? And
what does it
actually
do?
What does it do?
It basically shreds fat off you and helps maintain muscle. Generally gives you a really positive outlook on life. It's brilliant for your hair, skin and nails. So
is it?
It has, but it can
so there
have
are
its,
benefits.
There are. But it can have its downsides.
Like?
If you inject too much and say, for example, you've got cancerous growth in your body, it will grow it. So it grows cells. It multiplies cells. So everyone has growth hormone in their body as a child. But as we get older, so once you reach puberty and everything else, it drops down. And that's why we find it harder to lose weight, why we get wrinkles, why everything happens. So injecting growth hormone brings it all back.
And that was so people still message you now about what
you
did.
Yeah, so even now, even though I'm so open now and I say, you know, right now I do a different diet, which is completely natural, nothing to do with growth hormone. And even now I still get girls every single day, even some guys message me saying, where can I buy growth hormone? And I'm like, I don't do it anymore. And I've said time and time again, but I think once you've come out and said that, you've tarred yourself with that brush, people will continuously label you with that.
Yeah.
But that's incredible. I mean, to inject yourself, you did it. You didn't have some other person
do
it.
Literally, I was injecting into my stomach every day.
And how did it make you feel?
So for the first 2 weeks, you don't feel anything. You feel nothing at all. And then after 2 weeks, you start to feel more awake. You've got tons of energy. And then, I don't know, it's like an everyday thing. And I probably did it for, I don't know, a year and a half.
And then what did you see the difference in yourself?
The weight that I could never get rid of. So certain areas were just, it was gone. It
wasn't
there.
Like lean? Like, have you been to the gym all day?
So I did go to the gym, though. That's the thing. I think that's the mistake people make. So they think you can inject growth hormone and you'll wake up the next day with a six-pack and muscles and a bum. And it's not like that. It's really not.
You still have to work for it.
You wake up really early, no matter what time you go to bed. That's one thing with growth. But you do still have to work in the gym. And I was working out 2 hours every single day. So it wasn't like I was just like this quick fix. But now, I know people say, okay, so why don't you do it now? So I had an overactive thyroid as a child. I had radioactive iodine and it was fine for years. But then in the last year, I've now gone underactive. So I know when my health is not where it should be, I don't pump anything in it that shouldn't be pumped into it. And that's what I said all along. And I think that's what people missed. I was like, you need to be like healthy and you need to know you are, not just think, yeah, I'm fine.
Wow.
I mean, it's interesting. I didn't even know this existed.
People don't, but you know what, in America, you know, like this huge amount of A-list celebrities that in America have, they go to clinics. They're called hormone clinics and they go and they get injected every day with it. So in America, it's so, you can get it from the doctor, it's prescription.
But then,
in
like you said with the cancer thing, it's dangerous long term, isn't
it? It's only dangerous if you're injecting huge amounts. So if you look at studies online, there's people online that have grown, like their heart can grow. So your organs can grow. But this is when I'm talking, you need to be injecting a serious amount, like a
but
huge
have
amount.
Have you done, you know, their scientific work on it, isn't it? They're going to come a time when they go, listen, this is really scary.
Do you know what? You can get it on prescription. The doctors prescribe it over here, but for people that lack in growth hormone, so children, for example, that, you know, their growth is stunted, they'll give it to them. So it's quite,
you won't suddenly
trigger.
Start growing really tall.
No, I'm tall enough. I'm 5'9", I hope not.
Well, obviously, since you appeared on there and you've done some other bits, you are a single mum of three.
I'm a single mum of three.
Trying to make it in the world.
How is
that?
Do you know what? I've kind of, even Instagram now, like, I used to be on Instagram every single minute of the day. And in the last sort of 2 months, I've really pulled back off Instagram. I think Instagram's changed a lot. It's not what it used to be. You know, it's now such a business tool, yeah. I think. So yeah. Now, you know, you've got to make sure you've got a nice white background or some marble shining in there somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Everything. I used to be able to chuck a picture on Instagram and not care whether there was a bit of a shadow behind me or anything else. Now it's like a photo shoot. Yeah. You know, I've got to take 100,000 selfies and think,
you have a professional lighting person.
Yeah. My daughter takes all my pictures, so I'm okay.
My son takes mine. And
they're really good kids are at taking pictures.
I know, he'll go, Mom, let me do it. He does like two, and he goes, oh, no, I've got it. I got it in the first one.
Yeah, I know. And Grace goes to me, she's like, Mum, no, absolutely not. You won't like that one.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, I mean, we've got to say, you dated Towie's
yes,
Pete the Pirate.
I did.
How did that come about then? And why didn't you go
what?
In the show?
It was all kind of blown out of proportion. The press, the way they wrote it, it wasn't how it happened. He wasn't with... When I was dating him, he wasn't with anyone. He was completely single. We never... It wasn't something, you know, like it was a really serious thing. It was just... It was just what it was. It fizzled out. We never lost contact. We stayed friends. You know, and then all of a sudden, I was on holiday. I'd said to him, I'm sorry to hear about your dog, because his dog had died.
Oh, yeah,
and then the next thing, yeah. And then the next thing, he starts all these messages. And I'm like, you've got a girlfriend.
But and this girlfriend was Megan.
Was Megan at
Megan
the time.
And what sort of messages, can I ask? Were they kind of just all sweet? Like, how are you doing?
No, he's not sweet. No. He's not. He's a pirate.
Yeah, to be fair, they call him Pete the Pirate
Pete
for
the
a
pirate.
Reason.
He's called that for a reason. No. In a word, they were not. And I tried to say to him, look, you've got, and I would never, and I think that was where, that's where the press lost it, and I got hounded. I mean, God, Meghan's army were literally after my blood.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't a fun time. But, you know, like his girlfriend now, I know his girlfriend now, I get on with her.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
Shelby,
it's
she was in the show, she was on the show two
yeah,
weeks
Shelby's
ago.
Shelby's
yeah.
really nice, and it's, you know what? There's no hate there, nothing. There's just nothing there. And there never really was anything massive there.
But he
maybe he'd had a couple of drinks and he thought, you know, just try, you know.
Did you like all the tattoos? I mean, what draws you to?
Do you know
he's,
what?
He's a very nice. I mean,
he's
I
he's a nice
know him,
guy,
he's a lovely guy.
But I actually never found him physically attractive, if I'm honest. Because
he's quite
my,
little, isn't he?
Yeah, and my type is not that. Like, if you look at my previous partners, my type is big muscles, gym, not short tattoos and long hair.
I mean, so I said I'm going to his clothing launch on Tuesday night. So
might not let you in.
Yeah, maybe not now. You've been with the enemy.
Yeah.
Do you think he sees you like that?
I don't know. Do you know what? I honestly don't know. Like, I blocked him. There were a couple. There
why,
was.
But why the blocking? Why did he?
Because
get
it just
so
when
far?
It all came out like that, and then there were loads of different interviews. Obviously, the press, they love to blow stuff out of proportion. You don't know what's true. I was under an exclusive deal. I wasn't allowed to speak, which was the hardest thing in the world, because you've got all these people writing all these things about you, and you're just, and I've got a mouth and I'm not afraid to use it, but I wasn't allowed, and it was the hardest thing. So you don't know what's true. It's difficult. And I don't know, for ages I wouldn't even talk about the subject. So people, like press, would contact me. Like, I went to get my teeth done. They were like, oh yeah, we want to run a massive story, but it's all going to involve Pete. And I was like, it's done now, like just leave it alone. So for ages I wouldn't even talk about the subject.
And how did it get out to the press? Was it just
so someone contacted them, and then I had a phone call from the press to say, right, we're running a story, your story can either come from you and sign an exclusive with us,
classic.
Or
classic.
We're going to run the story anyway and you're going to look like trash. I look like trash anyway. So and I was an exclusive and I couldn't say a word.
Well, I mean, that's definitely, that's the way it works, isn't it? So, as far as I know.
It's really difficult. And I think, and I wasn't really from, even though I'd done bits before, I'd done Body Freaks, I'd done like a Channel 4 show. When you then step into that arena, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
You know, and you
suddenly
see,
you're
like,
in magazines and people are, you're not really anticipating.
And you're getting
that.
Death threats online from strangers and your pictures are being torn apart. Never read Daily Mail comments.
No, I know that. Yeah. No, I quite enjoy mine. I like them. I mean, mine are outrageous, but they keep me entertained.
Don't worry, I was called a mix between, what was it, a propane tank and a melted welly.
Oh my god, what is wrong with people?
But who sits it? It's so hard, I think.
Apparently,
that's quite clear. I mean, that's some quite.
Do you know what though? I actually had one troll, and she changed. So she's now, and she messages me all the time now, and she's really sweet. And when people
thanks,
come,
troll.
I know. And when people come for me now in pictures, she comes for them. And I was like,
I love that when you have a turnaround. Yeah. They go for the enemy.
I know. And they're like, oh, actually, do you know what? You're really down to earth.
Yeah,
I like you.
Now.
Thanks for calling me a mouse as welly though.
Exactly. So you were over the Pete thing.
I'm well over the Pete thing.
What was he like on a personal level?
He's a nice guy. He's a funny guy, and I think that's what was there in the first place. It was this banter that we'd constantly had like online, and then it just, you know.
So you did meet up with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. I was good.
But out of the two girls, Megan and Shelby, who's more, from knowing Pete, who do you think's the most suitable for him?
Shelby, if I'm honest. I think with Megan, I don't know her personally, but from what obviously Pete had said and from what I've seen, they're chalk and cheese. Whereas I think Shelby, she's more relaxed, she's a bit more down to earth.
She's a very sweet girl, actually.
Yeah. I would say, and I know other girls that have sort of seen Pete, been out with Pete, so I'd say Shelby's more.
He puts
his
it around
time.
Then, clearly.
He plays like a pirate, let's just say that.
Now, I find him quite attractive. What does he look like without his clothes on?
Pass.
God damn it. I'll have to ask him himself on
You're
Tuesday.
He's going to his clothing launch. You can get him. You can ask him then.
Can you try on this show?
I would have hair envy if I was going out with him.
To be fair,
do you know what?
Yeah.
That's very true.
He's got
that
great
is so
hair.
True, yeah.
And
for
it curls at
well.
The end. And
yeah, I know.
It's
very
it.
Healthy.
So
he doesn't
no, it's hair
work.
Extensions though, darling.
No.
Are you're single?
I'm not, actually.
You're not?
No,
okay. I'm not. Who are you dating? Can you talk about it?
They wouldn't know. They're not in the public eye.
Okay.
Someone I've dated for a long time. Someone, in fact, I was dating before Pete. It's just always been there. Really.
Is that difficult with three kids? Oh.
It is hard, I think, because you're always going to have that reminder that you've got a past, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I've not dated anyone with kids, funnily enough, but obviously I've got kids. But I know sometimes it's hard because that person just wants you to be for themselves.
But you're a mum.
I'm a mum, and I'm doing school runs here, I'm doing school runs there, I'm at sports days, I'm at concerts, I'm trying to do my lashes in between. Do you know what I mean? It's my life is full on, so it is hard. It is very difficult.
Yeah,
it is hard. It's hard being a working mum, isn't
very,
it? And dating.
Very.
No, it's something you guys have in common.
We do.
It's very hard.
And it's to... And you know, you don't want to bring anyone into your life that's not going to adore your
kids.
Well,
that's the thing. And obviously, like, you know, they're your kids. And I've got an 11-year-old daughter, and she's... I always say it's like Abfab. She's Safi.
Yeah.
She's literally Safi. She's my mum. Like, it's
that,
crazy.
Yeah.
And you forget how quick, like now with social media, like how quickly they grow up. It's not like when we were kids.
Does she mind how you dress and look?
No,
there's
been a couple of times that she's like, no, you're not wearing that. She's like, you're not going out
and
that.
Do you
and
listen
I bought
to her?
A wig and she was like, you're not wearing that. I bought a blonde wig and she's like, absolutely not. She's really thick. But now, I don't know. She's more like my best friend though. I think the way I talk to her, she'd never hide anything from me because I'm so relaxed with
that
her.
Is
yeah.
the best way I think you can be as
you
a
can't be like that with boys though. With boys you cannot,
really?
Let me tell you, with the boys that's a different story, no.
Really?
Sergeant Major with the boys.
Oh, you see, I'm a bit of a softie. That's my trouble.
Because yeah, you've only got two boys, haven't
I've
you
got
Lizzie?
Two boys, you
same
see, and I'm pretty, we are best mates,
really.
But what's sweet, they come to me when they've got problems. I'll
see
go.
That's cute. How old
but
are they though?
They're 18 and 20.
So
they're
yeah
older.
Maybe my boys be like that because James, who's my middle, he'll be the first one. If I go and get my hair done, like, walk into the house, he's like, I love your hair. Or if I change my nail colour, he's like, I love that one. Like, he's really, like, in touch with that side. But together, the boys, they're a nightmare. They're such hard work. Separately, they're angels. But they're, like, 6 and 9. So yeah, maybe they'll be like yours.
Yeah, give them another 10 years, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you got that together. Mine are so good. I don't know how me's a mum.
I think though, but yeah, I mean, you're behind
softie.
The scenes, you're quite a softie.
I am a softie. I'm a home bird.
People think of you as some kind of paparazzi, you know
vixen.
What I mean? Vixen.
Man-eater.
But actually,
watch
you know.
Me tonight, the man eater.
Well, yeah, on Love Island.
Have
you
watched it?
Our Shirley Valentine.
Do you know what? I've actually not really watched it that much. I've watched episodes, little bits, and I've sort of dipped in and out, hear people talking about it. I don't know, I think they've just got it commissioned for another 5 years, but I don't know, it's not what it used to be. That's what I think, and I know everyone's going to go,
that is what a lot of people say, right? I mean, I've heard that. We can ask Kieran when he comes
in
next.
Kieran's going to be
yeah, like you think, like people are saying, is it who's the one that had the talking about babies already? Is it Laura?
Oh,
it?
yeah.
And they're saying 90% chance they'll survive on the outside as a couple. And you start to think, you know, is it just for the show? Do they just want to get the 50k and the fame?
Well, the point is you have to find someone to match up with, because otherwise you're out, right?
I match up with Lila.
Is that a show?
What do you think, darling? Nothing. Great. That's exactly what I wanted to do.
Would you go on that show, Jackie? Is it
do you know
you
what?
Consider?
I went for an audition for that show long time ago. Right. Yeah, oh God, ages ago now. One of the first ones. I think I'm too old for that show, if I'm honest.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Same as me, babes.
I know. Yeah. But you know, when you look at the show, they're all really young.
They're well, the oldest is 29, right?
Exactly, right. And that's
and
they're
she
saying
says
the
she's 29.
Of the show,
I'm not sure she's 29. I think Laura looks 40.
Really?
40 might be pushing it, but I get where you're coming from.
Do you know what I mean, though? And I kind of, even when I went for the audition, like when they're asking you the questions, I was a little bit like, I don't know, I felt like they should be asking my daughter those questions. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think I'd fit in, if I'm honest.
Would you do any other shows?
I'd love to do a reality show where people found out about me. Because I think public perception, when they see stuff online, they obviously have this certain view on you. I remember with the Channel 5 show, that was a prime example. Yes. I'd gone on this morning, I had all this hate, and then all of a sudden the show came out, and all these people were like, do you know what, actually, after watching you with your kids, watching like the show, how you are, you're really normal. And I think that's what people forget. They see this person online that just promotes products and puts on nice, but they don't actually see the getting out of bed at 7 o'clock, like trying to function, trying to make kids breakfast. You know, they don't see all that.
Yeah.
So I'd actually love to do a show, but I don't know what show.
Okay, interesting.
Interesting, Jack. It's
but not Love Island.
So where can we find...
Do you live in Essex?
I live in Hertfordshire, so not far.
Oh, gorge.
I don't think they'd ever take me at Towie. I cause too much trouble.
Would you imagine? Do the show, though?
I would do the show. I'd actually really love to do the show, because I think that'd be a bit of a twist.
Set the cat amongst the pigeons,
shouldn't
it?
Imagine.
You got a move to Essex.
Hi, it's only me.
Oh, what?
Imagine. That would be good.
Megan would be straight back on the show.
But I don't. Megan was. She was really after you, was she?
She was really after me. I remember coming out of a club. I couldn't talk. I wasn't allowed to talk to any press. And it was her turn to talk then. So obviously she'd kept it quiet for about, I think, 4 or 5 days, and then she'd done her exclusive with The Sun, and turned out he was messaging loads of different girls, everything else. And then she was put this really drunk Snapchat up at like 2-3 in the morning, and I remember being on the way back from a club myself, and I was sat in the car like, oh, she's coming with me. She'd called me every name under the sun. And I was just like, do you know what?
That's the kind of thing,
though. You wake up in the morning when you've been drunk and you're like, shit, did I really do that?
That happened to me, didn't it? I wake up in the morning with all these pat pictures. I was like, God, that was awful. But no, to be fair, you can't blame her. She was, do you know what? Megan was a lot younger than me as well. So I was thinking, you know, what would I have been like when I was like 23, 24? Hmm. How would I have dealt with it? And you probably would deal with it in the same way. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know anything about me. All of a sudden, this whole press story is blown up in front of her. You can't really blame
her. She had a few sherbets and got on Snapchat.
Exactly.
Not the best idea.
It's not good.
We've all done it.
No, I haven't actually. I'm very good. No, I have deleted something before and I've written it up. No.
Yeah. Too much.
You can delete snaps now as well. If you send a snap, you can delete it.
See, that's the best way.
See? Those drunken messages. Delete.
Yeah, don't do it. So, Jackie, hopefully we're going to see more of you.
Fingers crossed.
You've got some exciting things coming up, haven't you?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to promote?
I'm doing my Herbalife now, which you've probably seen it. There's loads of the Towie girls are doing it, actually. So when girls ask me now about growth hormone, I don't take any of it, and that's the thing I'm trying to say now. It's basically like a form of the skinny tea, but with a shake. So just take out a meal. So I like to have breakfast, but lunch is impossible. I'm so too busy. So I take out lunch and have my shake, and it really works. So you can shed as much weight as you want off that diet, and you don't need to inject anything. Just drink tea.
Best way. No injections.
Yeah, no injections.
We're not about the injections anymore.
I know, but I do want nice hair.
Just get hair extensions. Mine's real,
get
though.
A wig.
It's not.
Get a wig, babes. Get a wig.
On that note, you have to watch
the show. It's really hard to put those wigs on, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
You need to be like a drag queen, like a professional.
I had all lace hanging down the front of my forehead.
They get hot and sweaty, they get itchy. Yeah. No, I don't want those. No.
So Jackie, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at jackie.ryland on Instagram.
You spelled Jackie a bit funny though, right?
J-A-C-Q-U-I.
Got it.
I love
and
that.
Jackie Ryland on Twitter.
Awesome. I love the way you spell that, Jackie.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
And you're
gorgeous.
Thanks so much for coming in.
I fight, couldn't find my way back home, and I felt alive snapping out of me. I was bound and tied, waiting for daylight.
Claudie Blakely.
Hi.
You're an actress, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. I could be an actor. Well, I could be an actor, Nick. I mean, Nick did 3 series of Uncle. I could have been in that.
Well, I did get a lot of people in that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, that makes it more offensive.
So you could get all your mates in that. That's brilliant.
Well, I didn't get all my mates.
I mean, you could get...
They had to audition.
Of course, go through the right
But I didn't get an audition. So. What do you think? Do you think I'd be a good actor?
I can tell you it.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I was making a point.
Every Friday... Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club. From 12 PM. Fubar our radio. It's auto, auto, everybody. It's auto.
But I'm broken hearted, quack, quack, quack. But I like to party, ta ta ta. No.
I'm really obsessed with that song as well at the minute, which is perfect.
Yeah, you've been playing all your songs.
I know, sorry. I had to go for a wee.
Huh? Oh, thanks for telling us that. Well, this studio's getting even hotter.
That's not possible.
It is.
It's not possible. It's the only place in this building with air conditioning.
What show's getting over 3 million viewers?
It would be Love Island.
And who's in the studio?
The very handsome Kieran Nichols. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Happy to have you in.
It's roasting out there, isn't it?
Absolutely boiling.
Is it
head
hotter
short,
here?
Short shorts.
No, it's hotter here or in Love Island?
I actually think it's hot here. Wow. Getting off the train, you just feel like you're getting off a plane in Spain, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah. Just that wall of air
just
hits
that wall
you when
of
you walk outside.
Hey,
it's
instant
hotter
sweat.
Than anything I've ever known.
Yeah, I'm not into it,
Sahara
to be honest.
Sahara Desert. So, Kieran, you're back.
I am.
Probably now, didn't go exactly how you intended.
Didn't really. You went in quite a bit later on.
Yeah, I went in at the hardest time, I feel. And obviously watching it before I went on, I didn't realise how strong the couples were until I actually got in there. And then when I got in there, I kind of thought, right, this is going to be a bit difficult. But I didn't change any strategies or anything that, you know, I thought I was going to go in there with anyway. So I just went in there, done my thing, was myself. And, you know, it didn't go to plan, but, you know, I can't moan. I went in there and was myself, so that's all I wanted to do, really.
I mean, with the girls, who did you genuinely think, cool, oh, she's all right, I want to get with her? Not, I mean, Megan, surely.
No.
Who wants to get mugged off by Megan again? Yeah. I mean, jeez.
I don't need that T-shirt that you give Alex. Yeah, Kaz, you know, she's absolute fire for me. She's one that I think that she's great. But I got on well with her, but at the same time, like, I didn't realise how strong her and Josh were. And they are proper, like, made for each other,
Do you think her and Josh are going to work out? Yeah.
Work out on the outside?
Like, outside, yeah.
I do, man. Like, they could win it, I think.
Wow.
I actually think
really?
They could win it. Yeah.
You think that they could beat Danny
Honestly,
and
Honestly, like, he's like the boy version of her. It's unreal. They're like two people.
I think they are the second favourites, right? I think
yeah,
when I read the...
But then they're in the bottom two again last night, or bottom three again last night, so...
I mean, so you think they could do it? They really are genuine?
I think they could.
I've got to ask about Danny and Jack. What do you think? Are they genuine? They've had a few little blips with the lie test.
You know, I mean, I wasn't there when that was happening, but they were like, when I was there, they're like the mum and dad of the villa. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think people don't even look at them like an option anymore? Like
No, I mean, if you
fancied Danny, you wouldn't even bother.
Nah, no one would go in there and think, I'm going to go for Danny, because she's, you know, she's proper set herself on Jack, and that's, you know... I mean, if anyone goes in there and tries to take Danny away from Jack, fair play.
I think there'd be like a public outrage.
Do you think it's equal? Do you think she likes Jack more than he likes her? Or do you think it's quite equal?
From what I saw when I was in there, I think it's quite equal. Mm. Definitely, yeah.
But they're set to win. I'm not so sure.
Well, we'll find. It's Monday, isn't it? The final. Yeah. So I guess
it's going to be interesting.
We'll find it. But does that mean you get to go back over there for the final? Do they do some kind of group? Oh, I seem to remember they got loads of the old ones in last time, but maybe not.
I don't know what happens. I think maybe the people that are coming out now, they stay out there.
Right.
And
okay.
Then they just have the.
So you probably just missed the last deadline.
Yeah. Great. Right.
Do you think? Because you didn't want to leave, really.
No. Not
you should have played it differently.
I mean, I'm not going to live with regret, but yeah, I wish I was there a bit longer, so maybe I could have changed my strategies a little bit. But at the same time, you can't force feelings, right?
Yeah, so you've got to feel it.
There's no point going in there and trying to force someone to like you and to couple up with you just for the show, to be honest with you. I just felt like the whole point of it is to try and find someone you get along with. Mm-hmm. And obviously that didn't happen. I mean, maybe if I went in a bit earlier, I think maybe I could have done. But at that time, I think everyone's just kind of happy with who they're with, and they're not really going to give a lot back, you know. Especially the time we went in when Frankie and Grace had just been kicked out, like we went in straight away, so the mood wasn't that ideal in the villa, so no one really wanted to talk that night,
which is crap when you're the new person walking in.
You went in like,
that was interesting, went in like all guns blazing, but obviously we were buzzing to get in there, and obviously the mood was a bit like down, so it's like, alright guys, but it is what it is, you know. But it is great.
Do you regret anything?
Do I regret anything? Nah, I wouldn't say I do. I mean, I wasn't there that long, you know, so I felt like I was then settling into the villa after those 3 days, especially after the fireman challenge and things like that. Like, I felt the next, you know, days after that were going to be great. Mm. So it is a shame that I came out, but no, I don't regret anything, you know.
Yeah,
it wasn't
well,
to be at the end of the day.
I know if it was me, I'd be absolutely furious.
Yeah, I would say, you know what, you guys, piss off. I mean, I would feel gutted, because it's such a task to even get in that villa. I mean, the amount of people that audition for it.
Well, that's the thing. I just feel so lucky that I went on the show in the first place, you know. So I don't regret anything, and I don't feel like I should have done more. I guess if I went in earlier, I would have done a lot more and would have been able to graft a lot harder. But I just felt like if I'd have gone in there and started upset, like the guys, say if I'd have took Kaz off Josh, that would have caused a bit of a rift between the boys, right? And then if I'm not getting on with any of the boys, my time in there would have been shit, you know?
But you'd be still on the show.
and at the end of the day, that's what you did it for.
Look what Megan did. Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you, what did you think about Megan's face? Because obviously that's been all in the news, how much surgery she's had.
Yeah.
Did you think she had surgery when you met her, or were you shocked when you came out?
What, before I went in there or when
I
was there?
Well, when you went in, did you go, wow, that's a great nose job?
No, I don't judge people, man. Like, I mean, she's a great looking girl, and she's done that because she obviously didn't feel very happy in her body. So at the end of the day, people are here, they do what they want, can't they?
I like that attitude.
I'd never judge anyone like that. I mean, I think she looks great.
And obviously Jackie said just before you were on about she feels that this season, this series is a bit different now, and maybe people can be a bit more fame hungry. They know what they're going in for, you know what I mean? Do you think that's the case?
What, just you don't think they're going in for love?
Yeah. It's probably both, right?
I mean, then I said these to the guys when they were casting me. I just kind of said, look, realistically, am I going to be put in there with the love of my life? I don't know. There is a chance. I mean, look at Alex Byrne and Olivia, right?
Yeah.
But I said, you know, I'm not going in there to expect to come out there with the love of my life, but it's going to be a great platform for me either way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That was brave of you to say it's going to be a great platform for me, because they'll be like, well, it's not about you.
I didn't say that in my casting, but I did tell them. I said, realistically, are you going to put the love of my life in there with me? I doubt it, but there's a chance, isn't there?
What kind of girl do you like then?
What kind of girl do I like? So I like a girl who's like confident and has a drive in life to do well, you know, and that's the main thing I look for in a girl.
You're looking at me when you said that.
Not after Alex last time, babes. I couldn't deal with that flirt fest going on, to be honest.
That was out of order. It wasn't me, by the way.
No, it definitely came from him. I can appreciate that.
Kieran, gonna say, so has this put you off reality shows, or has it made you want to do more?
Not at all. It's made me want to do more and more. I literally love my time in the villa, and if any other shows came up that I was interested in, I wouldn't even bat an eyelid, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
What would those shows be? You see yourself on like X on the Beach, or
maybe not X on the Beach. I mean, Survival of the Fittest. I'd definitely be up
Shipwrecked.
For that. Shipwrecked.
Well, yeah, that's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Oh,
those so type, just more like loving nice places with the potential to find love. We get it.
Hot places where I could take my top off. Now, I need to ask you this because I've been asked it.
I'm not taking my top off, by the way.
She didn't say that.
Well, that was a shame. I was going to ask it. Do you think Love Island is making sort of the younger generation want to have more plastic surgery? Because we've all got great bodies, look good. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, the people on Love Island, well, not everyone, obviously some people have had plastic surgery, but like, when you say great bodies, what do you mean? Like guys or girls?
Both, fit. You all look fit. You've got.
Well, I mean, all us guys on there haven't had any work done. We've worked hard for it, you know. So I think we should promote that more than anything. Like, it's not easy to get the bodies that us guys have. I'm not going to lie. You know, it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of time. So,
what's your workout then? What do you do? I mean, do you in the gym every day?
Well, not at the minute.
No,
it's kind of been slack since the villa. But yeah, I have. I was a PT, so I'm in the gym every day of the week. So I do get it. Like, it's kind of easier for me to just finish my clients and get straight into the gym floor and work out. Whereas guys who have got like a 9-to-5 job, by the time you know you finish your shift, it is difficult to get to the gym. And especially now, I've come out of the villa and I'm just so jam packed with like work and stuff. I've literally hardly been able to train. I've trained like 3 times in 3 weeks.
It's a horrible feeling when you want to train.
It is a horrible feeling, but I get it. Like, you haven't got time, and even after like I get home, I don't really fancy going to the gym. And even that's coming from me, who like literally loves the gym. Do you know what I mean? And loves to stay fit. But so yeah, I don't think guys are going to want to have plastic surgery or anything like that just from seeing us on TV. Like,
but what about the girls though? Because it does. I actually last year I wrote an opinion piece about how it can have a bad effect on people, because you're seeing these young people, not this year, but smoking and drinking excessively, eating any food that they want to eat, and they've all got these amazing bodies. That's not the normal way of it working, right? That's not the way the world works as a rule.
But you've got to let loose sometimes. I mean, so before I went on to the show, I did like a photo shoot, so I was like in quite good nick, right? and I weighed about 82 kilograms. I've come out of Love Island and I now weigh 95. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what diet does to you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
I haven't.
But
trained.
It's the most important thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Like, diet on top of anything else. If you wanted,
they
to
might
stay.
Be looking at us on TV thinking, you know, we're eat, like me and Wes have bloody smashed in the cheese toasties every night and eating the chocolate biscuits constantly, and we've still got look all right. But to us, we don't look all right. Do you know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm. People will still probably say they want to look like us or whatever. But like, no, it really has like hit me quite hard with this diet. Yeah,
okay. And I can imagine actually. Yeah, because you don't fit and you look after yourselves.
Yeah,
I you know, and that's hard work. It takes a lot of time.
But with the girl side of things, I don't feel like, you know, girls should look at people on TV and think, oh, I'm never going to get on the show unless I have plastic surgery or things like that. Like, at the end of the day, you are who you are, and like, be different. You know, that's
exactly
not, that's my advice to anyone. Just be different.
Be yourself.
Be yourself and be different.
It's like, I like Formula One racing, but I don't go speeding at 100 miles an hour. I don't know.
I've been in a car with you, Lizzie. I've seen. You know. Mm.
So, out of all the girls, who would you have snatched?
If I could. Definitely Kaz. On looks wise, and she's like into her fitness as well. She's got an unbelievable body. She's a great girl. But yeah, she was having none of it. She friend zoned me straight away, didn't she?
Will you sniff?
Boom!
Will you sniff around her when she gets out?
Nah.
No.
You know, job done. Move on.
Like I said, when I like in the villa, I kind of felt like you have to step on people's toes, and like if there was a chance for that, like I would have done that. But outside the villa, I ain't going to be stepping on Josh's toes. He's a really nice guy, and I got on really well with him. Like, and I didn't even have a connection with Kaz. I didn't even get that far. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, she's a nice looking girl, and she was.
You know, didn't get the opportunity to
get second
yeah.
base.
Yeah, we didn't get to second base.
Didn't get the first.
She friend zoned me straight in there.
Boom, babes. Oh, so would you go on another dating show? Would you do?
Yeah, because EL's doing celebrity.
Celebs go dating.
Celebs go dating. Yeah.
What is he? Is he really?
Yeah, look, he's got it now. He wanted that job, didn't he?
No, I don't know, man. Like, I'm open for anything. I mean, you know, if a dating show came out, maybe, I don't know. But like, I'm looking for other things anyway. But yeah,
like what?
He's looking for love.
I'm looking for love. Well, I mean, I've got a lot of things in the pipeline that I want to do anyway, that I've always wanted to do, and this is just going to give me a massive boost and help along the way. So.
Can
exciting
I ask,
times ahead.
Because you're a very intelligent guy. You got it all kind of mapped out.
No one's ever said the word intelligent next
well,
to my name before.
This is what I was going to say.
Are you saying it?
They're saying in Love Island that they're slightly intelligent. Does this sound bad? Not going to say some of them are stupid, but
yeah. I think some of them are. I don't think that's...
challenge, shall we say, in that department. What do you feel? Do you think that's a bit mean? Because, you know, Piers Morgan is there saying, I'm watching this show, losing brain cells, help me.
Yeah,
giving the show such stick.
I think what you've got to realise is that we're there 24-7 and we're getting, like, monitored and filmed, right?
Mm.
And obviously they can hear everything. And they obviously edit the show, so you're watching 1 hour out of 24, so they've crammed the show in out of everyone, not just one person or one couple, it's everyone. So I wouldn't you can't judge it on an hour a night. And I know the show's on for a long time, but at the same time, it's not one show dedicated to one couple.
Yeah,
or one
that's
show.
True. Everyone and gets
I know that feeling. Got that tonight at 9 o'clock, going against Love Island. ITV, though.
the main channel.
Were you aware of the cameras, or did you just forget them? I'm interested, because, were you aware of the cameras?
No, I mean, as I walked in there, I was just absolutely buzzing. And you know, when you're talking to people, you're not looking around at anything, and they're all well hidden and stuff. So I just completely forgot about the cameras as soon as I was there, just enjoying my time there. And the villa is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it does look nice. To
I just
fair.
Felt like I was walking into like, the backstage of the Teletubbies or something.
Is it
just felt so surreal. It was ridiculous.
Is it smelly? Can I ask?
Cause smelly?
Some of the boys look a bit grubby.
In the room? Nah.
No. I bet you have cleaners.
Good air conditioning system.
Yeah, it's very cold in the bedroom.
Well, they did. Did you see they got caught out because Danny went out to the salon and had a whole new look for an episode?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because obviously you're in there for like 8 weeks. You need a haircut. Like,
no, we didn't get hairdressers coming or barbers coming.
No,
did you not see Josh got my hair?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, the boys, it's a bit different, though, isn't it?
I'd get him for that. Maybe.
Well,
Laura's
a hairdresser, isn't she? So she can do stuff to the girls' hair.
Who did that hair, Josh? I'd get him.
He didn't, no, he didn't do this one.
That's fresh.
This is fresh.
Fresh. Kieran, thank you so much for coming on.
Really
appreciate you guys.
Kieran, well done, and good luck for the future. Hope to see much more of you. I think she's gone
very much.
Shipwrecked. Tell you when.
Shipwrecked's
you.
A good one. I think they're still casting.
They are.
I'll get on to him.
Get on to him. Anyway,
thanks, Kieran.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Another show.
Done.
And I'm going to say, forget that Love Island and ITV2. Watch mine and ITV1.
Ooh, burn.
Woo, tonight.
I just want to say happy birthday to my mum. So
oh,
it's her
happy birthday
on Saturday.
Birthday,
I'm going to play her a little song out, if that's all right.
Yes. What are we going to play her?
Happy birthday by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I knew it. Happy birthday, mum. And Stephen.
See you next week.
I'm loving it. Loving you.
Bye.
Keep cool, everyone. It's hot.
What's the word? Hydrate.
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 Dream as clear as he.